was her daughter. She was about 16 or 17, a very beautiful young girl, but she was anorexic. She just would not eat properly, which meant that she was getting thinner and thinner and thinner. And you may know that disease called anorexia. And she took her daughter to see psychologists and psychiatrists and ordinary doctors, and nothing seemed to work for her daughter. She'd find it very hard to put on enough weight to be healthy. She always thought she was fat and ugly, when in fact she was quite a beautiful young girl. But she would not eat. And as a last resort, she decided to take her daughter to a hypnotist to see if the hypnotist could take her to a previous life and maybe find the cause of her anorexia. And so in front of her mother, the hypnotist took her into a trance, and she was very easy to hypnotize, and took her way back to a previous life. And this 16 or 17-year-old girl told that in her previous life, she was the youngest of two sisters. Her elder sister was quite pretty, but she was quite plain. And both of them fell in love with the same boy. And of course, men being men, they chose the more beautiful elder sister and married him. And the younger sister was so heartbroken that she committed suicide. And she said that was a trauma from the past. And because the lack of physical beauty sort of hurt me so much in my previous life, that was why she was trying overly to be more beautiful in this life by being anorexic. They found the cause of her problem in this life. But there was a twist to the story, because as this 16-year-old girl was telling this under hypnosis, her mother started to cry and shake uncontrollably, because her mother was that girl's elder sister. She had never told her daughter this scandal in the family, which is why she was so surprised her daughter could recall the details so well. Because the mother, when she was young, had a younger sister, and they had both fallen in love with the same boy. And she had married that boy while her younger sister, heartbroken, committed suicide. And now that girl who committed suicide had got reborn. Reborn in the womb of her sister from a previous life, so she could be close to the man she loved. Not as a husband, but now as a daughter. It was an unexpected story, but this is actually what happens when we die and get reborn again. Sometimes our cravings, our attachments are so strong we get pulled to particular people. And that was so unexpected, so uncommon, that it has to be true. And the mother certainly accepted her daughter was her sister from a previous life. But of course, once they realized what the source of the problem was, then the anorexia was cured. It's wonderful that sometimes our physical and our mental problems, they do have our causes from a previous life, like karma, that's how it works. So sometimes that you may be afraid of water, maybe you drowned in a previous life, or you may be afraid of sharp objects, maybe you died by stabbing, maybe afraid of heights, because you fell. So often the things we are overly afraid of, which turns out to be like a psychological barrier to our peace and happiness and success in life, sometimes those fears can have their causes in a previous life. And people who do practice this regressive therapy have wonderful results. Whether it's a past life or not, it certainly works. So it's fascinating and interesting how people, and many of these people aren't Buddhists, they're just psychologists, free thinkers who experiment with hypnosis out of compassion to try and solve some of the problems in other human beings. It's amazing how it works. So who knows who you were before? Regression therapy, sometimes, especially, no, actually, if there is some sort of problem which you really have and nothing else shifts it, there's some sort of psychological problem with agoraphobia, or you know, you're really, you know, girls really scared of men, or men really scared of women, or if there's, you know, scared of like going in an elevator, or scared of water or something. Those are the sorts of problems which do tend to yield to regressive therapy. To be homosexuals, if you go to regression, I think a lot of times that, I'm not quite sure, I've just done this only anecdotal, if it's like someone who's homosexual, so you know, a boy who loves boys, you know, sometimes that's almost genetic, it's inside of them, they can't, it's nothing to do with a previous life. One study which I did read recently, I think it was from the United States, they said the first boy out of the mother's womb is usually very, very masculine. And the second boy is actually, you know, much more in middle of the road. But usually third or fourth sons are usually the ones which are gay. Now this is interesting, because they're trying to find out, there was a statistical correlation there, and there must be something to do with, you know, the mother and the amount of testosterone or the whatever the thing is for the women, which actually goes into that newborn baby. And after the first baby, if it's a male, I think not so much testosterone actually goes from the mother into the new child. So it's not to say that all third or fourth children are gay, but there's a much more likelihood of being gay when you have more elder brothers. I know that was just done with males, but I don't know with sisters. I imagine it probably would be the same. The first sister out of the womb is probably the more feminine, and as you go down the list there, you get more masculine. And who knows, if you're the fifth or sixth child out of the womb, you know, you're a lesbian. There is some correlation there, and it may be, but what it does actually show is sometimes it's not like a person makes a choice. They are gay, they are lesbian. And it's not as if they can choose to be other. No more than a girl can choose to be a boy, or a boy can choose to be a girl. It's just who you are. You know, which is why, as far as Buddhism is concerned, you know, we are probably the only one of the main religions who has no problem at all, you know, with accepting gay people, you know, into our society as full members, equal members. We don't care whether you're gay or whether you're heterosexual. We just care that you are treated properly, that you are given the same chances as everybody else, and that you're not discriminated against because of your sexual preferences. Because the Buddha, this is very clear in the teachings of the Buddha, that, you know, we have loving kindness to all beings. It's unconditional, undifferentiated loving kindness, and respect as well. And that's always been there, always will be there, which is why that everybody is welcome. And you know, sometimes you may have like a women's chapter of the Buddhist Fellowship, or a youth chapter, or a gay chapter, but you don't really need it, because you're welcome. You're just a member like anybody else. So it's wonderful we have that. But maybe from a past life, who knows, maybe someone who was a man in a past life who makes it as a woman in this life, maybe that might have some bearing on it, but I don't know. But I think it's more likely to be sort of, you know, something genetic. That was a finding I read in a psychology magazine recently. I think they did that piece of research in California, where there's a large gay community, and they're out in the open, so it's very easy to identify the gays in California. And they found that there was a large proportion of them were like third and fourth children. Not just children, but they had elder brothers, two or three. Interesting. Anyway, let's do some meditation now. And today I'm going to do a very easy but very profound meditation called like the body sweeping meditation. And if you haven't done any meditation before, or you haven't had deep success in meditation, this is a lovely meditation to practice. I like teaching different forms of meditation, simply because when you try it from this way, you try it from that way, it actually does enhance the whole practice of meditation. You get better at it when you approach it from different angles. And also, this is a great meditation for relaxation and good health, as well as getting into a deep state of peace. That's why for the last few months I've been teaching this quite regularly. In brief, we're going to be focusing on the parts of our body, one after the other, systematically relaxing each part of the body, starting with our toes, then our feet, then our ankles, our calves, our knees, our thighs, our bottom, our waist, between the waist and your chest, upper part of the body, the shoulders, down your arms, up in your head, relaxing systematically areas of your body, one after the other. And as you're going to be relaxing these, you'll be generating mindfulness, awareness of sensations and feelings in that part of the body. You'll be spending loving kindness to that part of the body, because that's how you relax those parts of the body, through kindness, through gentleness. You'll be able to feel the sensations changing as you relax. There is a process of ease and comfort happens, and you can feel it. And also, at the same time, because I'm going to be giving the instructions, you don't have to think at all. You're actually going into the present moment with your feelings, relaxing, being silent, and it's a wonderful feeling of delight sweeps up your body as we relax. And at the very end, I'm going to tell you the last part of the body you're going to watch is your breathing. And as you watch your breathing, by that time you're mindful enough, you're relaxed enough, it's very easy to watch your breath and calm the breath. So if you've always had trouble watching the breath before, you'll find this actually makes it very easy. So it's a sweeping meditation I'm going to do now, with mindfulness and kindness to each part of the body and learning how to relax. It also has a great benefit of actually taking points of stress in your body and releasing them. This was very, very successful and very popular to cancer groups. Especially we had a group from the Breast Cancer Foundation in Western Australia. And when we did this meditation, I paused when they got to their part of the body called their breasts. And they really sort of relaxed every muscle in their breasts. These were people with cancer. So huge healing happens, because we all know that these problems are stress-produced. And by learning how to relax a part of your body which you didn't ever think you could relax, you send these beautiful feelings of peace, expansion, comfort and ease. And that has huge healing potential. So another thing, I heard that 1 in 3 women will get breast cancer of one form or another. And so this is a great way of making sure that you're not one of those 3. Or if you are, it's no problem for you, because it just fades away because of your powerful meditation. So this is a great way of meditating, and a great way of easing the stresses of the body to promote good health, as well as peace of mind and deep states of meditation. So I think you like this one. It's a good one. So, sitting in your meditation posture, just get yourself comfortable first of all. Sorry? Oh yeah, to move. Could you want to? Will there some move over some people if they want to move over here? Okay, so just start to get yourself comfortable. Those have already got a nice space. There's more people trying to get in. Here we go. So the first thing to do, it's going to take a half an hour, so it's 10 past 8 now. I'll finish about 22. So the first thing to do is to close your eyes and just become aware as much as you can of your body in general. Just ask your body how it feels. And if you want to adjust your body and move a leg here, scratch this, sort of, you know, loosen the belt or just make sure there's no tight pieces of clothing, now is the time to do that. Usually spend 1 or 2 minutes just adjusting your posture and feeling it to make sure it's as comfortable as you can possibly get it at the beginning. Don't rush into meditation. Make sure you're well prepared with a comfortable physical posture before you begin. I'm not going to tell you what that posture is because everyone has got their own favorite posture. Once you're reasonably comfortable in your posture, now I'm going to ask you to see if you can pick up any sensations in your toes right now. Are there any feelings down there that you can notice? If you find it difficult to pick up feelings there, wiggle your toes. And you'll be able to notice some physical feeling down there. Once you can be mindful of a feeling in the area of your toes, then send it kindness, compassion. Relax your toes. Expand that feeling, loosen the tension. And to your surprise, you find that sensation does change. The toe does get more relaxed. You're learning the skill of relaxing a specific part of your anatomy. Until the toes are tingling with a sense of ease. And once you've relaxed your toes as much as you can, then move up to your feet, the uppers, the soles, inside. Can you notice any feeling at all in your feet? Be mindful of any sensations there, because once you have that mindfulness of a sensation, we call that contact. Now send kindness and compassion along that line of communication between your mind and your feet. To relax the feet, knowing the sensations and feeling them change, become more soft. Any tightness eases. It's as if your feet are being stroked with a nice soft massage, soothing, easing, relaxing, until your whole feet feel just so comfortable. And then you move your attention to your ankles, which have to bear such a heavy weight for most of your day. Can you pick up any feelings or sensations in your ankles? Any feeling will do. That means your mind is contacting that part of the body by the ankles. And then send kindness and compassion there. relaxing, expanding, easing and soothing. Until the feeling in your ankles starts to improve. Starts to relax. Sometimes we don't realize where tension is built up. We find we can relax and ease and soothe. And take away all the control, all the tightness, all the tension in the area around your ankles. As if your ankles are just sinking into a soft cushion with no tension or tightness or force or stress, just sinking, soothed, ease, and once your ankles are relaxed as much as you possibly can make them, move your attention up to your calves, which again have to do a lot of work. Can you notice any sensation, usually in the muscles or the back of the lower legs? Can you feel something there? Now send kindness to that sensation. Relax it. Untie any knots. Soothe any tightness. This is like your legs are in a hot spa bath. Relaxing, soothing, easing. Just the very will to relax changes the sensations in your lower legs. You can feel that change. And you notice that's called relaxation. Through mindfulness and kindness, you can bring this wonderful tingling sense of ease, warm, lovely ease. Just like when you first wake up in the morning in bed, you don't have to rush up and go to work. You lay there so cozy, so relaxed. Now you've deliberately brought that feeling to your lower legs. Relaxed to the max. Then move your attention, your mindfulness, to your knees. Can you notice any sensation in your knees? Send that feeling kindness. So any tightness in the area of your knees relaxes. Any pain is soothed. Any irritation is eased. Just through kindness, through soft compassion. Focus on the feelings around your knees. Relaxing, soothing. So there's no tightness, no tension in the knees at all. And then you move to your thighs. There's so much muscle down there. Can you notice any sensations in your thighs? Once you have noticed and picked up any feeling or sensation, relax it through kindness, wishing it well, wishing it ease. And feeling the sensations move towards what we call comfort. Compassion, kindness, relaxes things, takes away the tightness of fear, releases the stress of control. As you expand and soothe any feelings in your thighs, so the whole legs from the thighs down feel just so relaxed, so open, as if you're not controlling them at all, you've let them go, and they're just so at peace. Now you turn to your buttocks, sitting on the chair or on the cushion. Can you notice that sensation in your buttocks now? Send that sensation kindness, and you'll be surprised that feeling will change, will relax. As you're learning how to relax muscles you usually pay no attention to at all. Until your muscles in the buttocks, you can't relax them too much because they're pressed against the seat. But at least you can relax them a little before you move to your waist. How does it feel? Not just on the outside of the waist, but inside, in the lower spine and also in your colon. So many people these days have irritable bowel syndrome. If you're one of those, notice a feeling there and relax it. Send kindness there, like a mother strokes her child and takes away any fear or any pain. Now with your kind, mother-like mind, picking up sensations in your waist, in your guts, soothing, easing, relaxing. You feel those sensations change. Just notice the sensations and feel the tightness loosen, feeling the irritation ease as you relax every feeling in the area around your waist. And then you move your attention a little bit higher up to that part of the body below your chest, but above your waist. Inside is your kidneys and your liver, your spleen, and your intestines, the upper part of your digestive tract. Can you notice any sensations there? Feel those sensations as fully as you can, with mindfulness, and then send kindness to that part of your body, to relax, to ease, to soothe. So you're not scrunching up any part of that body. Everything is expansive, untight, loose, at ease. Kindness, wishing comfort to your liver, your kidneys, intestines, and that also part of your spine. Just feel that sense of comfort as it rises up your body to your chest, to your lungs and stomach, if you're a woman, to your breasts, to your lungs, heart. Can you notice any feeling in that part of the body at all? It's amazing when you look, you can pick up sensations. All you need to do is pick up one sensation there and then send it kindness. And notice the sensation change in the direction of relaxation. And then relax more and more until there's no stress or tightness in your breasts, in your heart, in your lungs, in your stomach. Deliberately relaxing, using kindness, all the organs in the upper part of your chest. Soothing, easing, taking away any tightness, loosening the tensions, till everything is totally loose and at ease. And you have that feeling of relaxation in that area of your body. Especially you women, spend a few more moments noticing sensations in your breast and relaxing them, easing them, so everything is loose, free, so comfortable. There's no tension at all. Remember, it's kindness, compassion, which loosens the knots. And then go up to your shoulders, especially the shoulder blades. That's such a common place where tension lies. Can you notice any feelings or sensations there? That's called contact. Now send kindness along that telephone line between your mind and your shoulders, and deliberately relax everything. Loosen any tightness, ease the tension, soothe the feelings, and relax your shoulders more than you've ever relaxed them before, till you feel the sensation of relaxation, soothe, warm, tingling feeling of ease in the muscles and bones of your shoulders. Now move down your arms, first to the upper arms. You'll be surprised by now you get very skilled at picking up sensations. Can you feel any sensations in your upper arms? Send kindness there. And feel those sensations relax and soothe. It's as if the sensations are softening, being pacified through kindness, until the upper arms are tingling. And go a bit further down to your elbows. Many people get arthritis in later life. Can you notice feelings and sensations in your elbows? Now relax those feelings. Ease the tightness. Soothe and comfort through kindness your elbows until they too relax. Then move to the lower arms, noticing sensations and feelings, being kind and easing, relaxing, comforting, soothing the whole area of your lower arms, until that too feels so delightfully rested and relaxed. And next go to your hands, the wrists and the fingers and the palm and the back of the hand. It's easy to notice sensations in your hand because there's so many nerve endings there. First, notice sensations. Second, send kindness to them. Wish them to relax. Deliberately ease any tightness, any tension, until the hands are just so loose, free, at ease. The whole arms, from the shoulders to the tips of your fingers, feel so comfortable. Again, similar to the feeling when you first wake up in the morning. Cozy, warm, totally relaxed. Now move your attention up to your neck. Many people have irritations in the larynx called coughs. If you have any feelings there, even an irritation because you want to cough, just know that sensation and be kind to it. You may try expanding that sensation. Imagine it get bigger and bigger and bigger. And as it expands, its concentration is diluted. It's not such an irritation. And any tightness of the muscles in your throat, you loosen them just with kindness, soothing them, relaxing them. By putting your attention in that area, your neck and throat, and deliberately bringing those feelings to a greater, deeper state of ease through compassion and mindfulness. Now go up to your face. Can you notice sensations and feelings in your own face? Around the eyes maybe, or around the mouth? When you notice sensations, feelings there, now you can relax all those muscles. If you notice any tightness, ease that tightness. Soften, open, relax, soothe. As you're kind, loving and compassionate, and feel the sensations in your face change. Every muscle becomes relaxed. The whole face feels so delightfully good. Kindly, softly, ease any tightness or tension throughout your face. Until you notice muscles you've never noticed before. You relax them too. So your whole face is soft and loose. Totally relaxed. Now go a couple of inches behind your eyes. Can you feel any sensations in the area called your brain? It's amazing, you can pick up some sensation there. Send kindness to your brain. Soften, soothe, ease. As you focus all of your compassion and kindness to ease any tension in your brain. And feel the sensation of relaxation, of softness, of ease and comfort. Pervade that space where your brain resides. Opening, expanding, soothing with kindness. Now you've relaxed your whole body. How does it feel? How peaceful is your mind? Now, can you notice your breath? Picking up any sensation of breathing? Any sensation will do. We call that contact. By now you're very sensitive to feelings. And it's quite easy to pick up the breath. Now be kind to your breathing. Be compassionate. And relax your own breath. soothing, easing, just with kindness. As if you have a mother in your mind who is stroking, comforting. Till your breath is so soft and relaxed, taking away any tension caused by control. Just let the breath be. Let it be. Let it be. As you breathe in, so at ease, so relaxed. No tightness, no tension, no force, no control. Relaxing your own breathing. Just noticing how delightful it feels to have a whole body which is at ease and a breath which is at ease. Just stay there for the next few minutes. Just know how that feels in your body and in your mind. How peaceful, how calm, how relaxed, how delightful. Unfortunately, I now have to ring the gong. After the gong finishes sounding for the third time, you can finish your meditation. Please come out for your meditation now.